just a matter for something when it goes this poorly for you, just put it behind you and move on? Or do you have to.
Yeah. You have to, really. The way the game started, I felt something was wrong. We were second best to balls in midfield. They were going through with their tackles. And then when we did get on the ball, we just couldn't keep it for any length of time. We struggled to really keep the ball out of their feet, so to speak, and basically make them do a bit of work. And in all honesty, we didn't get close.
The part that I like that you guys didn't give up, which is good. Can you take us to the game, please?
They were moving the ball at a good speed, a good rate. I think the four of the six goals were very, very similar, and we just didn't adjust. We didn't get close enough to close down the cross. We didn't deal with the ball on the back post, and we also didn't deal with the late runners coming into the box. So it was a series of errors. But you could understand that happening to you once, hey? But it happened four times, and we did not adjust. We just couldn't get pressure on the ball quick enough to adjust, and we paid the price. I mean, all credit to them. Their finishing was excellent today.
I feel like the second ball, it was just kind of the second goal was just some play on the side, a little dink over, and they were late to transition their defense to push over, and we took advantage of it. Obviously, we got lucky as well, deflection that went in. The first goal, you have to take matters into your own hands, and they made a mistake, and I capitalized. It's just unfortunate, two mistakes, and they conceded two goals.
Matt, was this you guys had a disappointing night in the cup? Was there an element of the cup hangover in this performance today,
I'm not one to make excuses. They played in the cup against arguably higher quality side, so I'm not going to go there and say that we have a bunch of excuses in our bag. I think, as Steven said, we're second best today, and in all aspects of the game, and we'll look at it, and we believe in what Steven will implement to fix it, and we'll go from there. But I think this is one where we take it on the chin. Again, we got beat by the better side today, and the better side won, and like I said, we'll move on, and we'll try our best to fix it.
You two guys were here a few months ago to play Vaughan, and now you're here again to play York, who has a lot of guys from Vaughan, and you guys were on Vaughan. Is there, all these players to say, hi, how are you, and then 90 minutes of rah, and then, okay, goodbye, have a nice game, and then have a nice day, and then you've got your family in the stands. What is the feeling like of coming back to the Toronto area?
Well, for me, a lot of close friends on that team. You say hi before the game and after the game, you guys have a chat, but on the field, obviously, it's a lot different. You're not really, not essentially, you're not friends. You're just there to do a job, just like they are. And obviously, things get heated, and they understand the situation. It's nice to have your parents here, watch the game, and just have a chat with them after, catch up, and just be happy that, you got to play in front of them.
Steven, I'm wondering, what's the biggest challenge with this type of road trip, this type of travel that you've had to endure the last couple months from a coaching perspective? What's the biggest challenge for you?
Recovery. Players are coming off the field 8 to 11 pounds lighter, and they're not going to put that weight on by game day. They're not going to put that game back on by game day, especially if you're going to be, if you're flying long distances, it's more dehydration. And I think that's the biggest challenge. We had as I said in the interview, I thought you know, I would go with the same selection of the most healthy players and not put certain players at risk. And I'd have to admit, got it wrong, you know. But we have to get over it and try to recover in time to go to fly to Edmonton on Monday and then play the game on Wednesday. Yeah, we decided, you know, maybe give them 50, 20 minutes and just to give some players a break, really, and hope they don't break down in that time period. I was really thankful for that. Well, I mean, you go with what you think is the best lineup to play the game and to play the opposition, right? And as I said, we felt we could go for X amount of minutes with this lineup and then make some subtle changes and it went horribly wrong. I haven't watched the certain aspects of the game. But the upsetting thing for me would be I think we didn't put enough fight in the game early enough to disrupt, let's say, their midfield. And as I said, you know, the warning signs were there with the balls getting wide, hitting it to the back post, and you know, we just never adjusted. We did not adjust. I'm sure if you go back and watch four of the goals, they were very similar. Very, very, very similar. And that shouldn't happen at this level.
Final question.
And Matt, the road trip continues. You guys head off to Edmonton. What do you guys want to do? Do you take anything from this game, and what do you sort of want to come out of the
game? Yeah, I mean, next game is always an opportunity to improve and get better. The one takeaway is that this can't happen again. Being second best, you know, the effort levels were second to theirs. That's something that we preach in the locker room, and coach always preaches, is something that doesn't take breaks. Yes, your football is not always going to be the best at times, but your effort level needs to be at a professional level every game, regardless of your fatigue levels. And their job there is to manage us, and they've done an excellent job. So we don't really have any excuses, you know. So every team has to travel, every team has to play. And we have no excuses. We need to put our heads down. We need to chip away, and we have another game on Wednesday. So short term memory. And back again on Wednesday.
Thank you.
No, I don't.
Yeah, pray for Vaughn.